Before I wrote novels, I was a journalist. So for me, what makes a great read is a narrative that's strong on plot, a story with pace and tension, clear turning points, and a logical direction of travel. I'm not too fussed about the writing style. A clumsily written story, if gripping, allows me a level of interaction I don't get with literary reads. I can fill the gaps where information is scant and invent inner lives for characters written as agents representing rather than driving events. It's a different and differently pleasing reading experience. This approach to texts doesn't work for everyone. I have friends for whom the quality of the writing is just as important as the story. The craft of writing excites them, and they want to see quality across a narrative's presentation. Of course, when I come across a novel or a piece of writing where every particular is perfect, nuanced vocabulary, narrative flow, living characters, I too delight in its perfection. I have one novel, Fugitive Pieces by Anne Carf, which is so beautifully written, I've highlighted the best sentences in marker pen and often return to them. But, as someone who does most of her reading while sitting on buses or trains or in queues, I'm happy to compromise on the style if the substance is rich enough to transport me to another world for an hour at a time. Another find in recent months has been the short story, a form I left behind in my youth. In my 20s, I used to subscribe to Granter and would drive each week to a fantastically stocked newsagent in London's Belsize Park to pick up the New Yorker. Both featured complete narratives and narrative extracts from the most accomplished writers across the English-speaking world. In recent decades, I've largely read novels or non-fiction, but then I got involved with a community-based RLF project, The Reading Round, which is entirely built around short fiction, and my interest was revived. I started by accruing anthologies, the best of this and the best of that, and I was soon reminded of the editor's importance. Each has his or her own style and preferences. The choices of one editor will inspire and excite, where the works chosen by another will leave you cold. Here's my advice. Whenever you're buying an anthology of short stories, browse a couple first and make sure the choices within whet, rather than dampen, your appetite for literature. Most wonderful of all have been the anthologies from single writers. Many are in the canon of all literature, Somerset Maugham, Catherine Mansfield, Guy de Maupassant, and many are writers of modern classic collections, Edith Perlman, Salman Rushdie, Shalom Aleichem, Laurie Moore, Julian Barnes, Rosamund Pilcher. There is a rich diversity of choice, and for someone like me who reads on the hoof, it's so handy when I'm between novels that there is now always a book of short stories in my bag to ensure my reading habit can be fed.